Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is something that I want to normalize. This is something that I don't want people to be ashamed about admitting.
You were ashamed yesterday, Corey.
I know, and I didn't like it. And that's why I want to turn this around and just own it. There's absolutely nothing wrong, even as an adult, to hide your eyes while watching scary movies. It's fine. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. We've been doing a bunch of scary movies, part of Breezy's big
We're
review.
We're like basically a movie podcast. It's fine.
Yeah. We are every Tuesday around 9:20, for sure.
And Wednesday and Thursday of this week as well.
Well, this week, yeah. So the rundown, Insidious is what Breezy watched. We'll get that review coming up around 9:20. Tomorrow around 9:20, I will give my review of Sinister, which I watched yesterday, getting ahead of the game. And then Brendan Summers from News 10 NBC will give us his review of It 2 from the remake on Thursday. All happening around 9:20. But Breeze, you've been watching a handful of scary movies throughout the month.
So it's spooky season. Mm. October, I've been watching a scary movie every single Monday night, so I can do my review on Tuesday. And a couple of them have been scary. Mm-hmm. A couple of like Silence of the Lambs, scary. But some of them, like, laughable. Kind of.
Yeah, depending on especially the age of it, right? Where this happens a lot of the time. You watch one as a kid and it terrifies you. And then you bring yourself to watch it again as an adult. And with time, a lot of these movies, they don't hold up, right? That's kind of why we mm-hmm. do what we do with your movie reviews, but also because you haven't seen them. So you give a different perspective than someone who has nostalgia creeping in. I hid my eyes a lot yesterday.
Okay, so for yesterday's movie, the reason we picked Insidious and Sinister mm-hmm. is because those were supposedly, according to science, the scariest movies based on people viewing them with a heart monitor on and their resting heartbeat.
Yep. Sinister was the scariest. Insidious was a close second.
And so I was expecting a lot more. And I've been in your position, Corey, of hiding your eyes, and I do it a lot in theaters. I don't know if it's because it's darker in there, the vibe's different, it's, you know, I'm around certain people, but I didn't do it in my house yesterday. Again, I watched it in the afternoon, it was a little lighter out, but it got to a point where I kind of saw a lot of it coming. Like, the music is kind of a tell of, like, something creepy's going to happen.
Well,
something weird's going to happen.
That's always the art of a scary movie, right? Is, like, Sinister, again, spoiler, a little bit of my review for tomorrow, did a really good job of always having you on edge. You were just always on edge. At any point could be that moment that is scary and freaky. And I think a lot of that has to do with there wasn't a ton of on-screen stuff that was super terrifying. But they made you feel like it was always coming, right? And it's the anticipation, the tension. Like, a lot of these old school monster movies aren't scary to us anymore because, quite honestly, we see the monster too much. And I think maybe what happened to you, you kind of get used to it, right? It's more our minds make things scarier than anything else. Our minds make a movie scarier than any director or writer possibly can.
Right.
Because we get in our own heads, and that's... And I think that's the art form of it all. So maybe with this one in particular, and again, we'll get into a little bit more in your review coming up here, that maybe it was just a little bit too much on screen than you were able to get used to it. Like, I didn't feel like I was able to adjust to that watching Sinister. I was literally on edge the whole time.
Okay, so my question to you when it comes to the eyes, mm-hmm. covering your eyes, is for me, like, I'm always afraid I'm going to miss something.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sometimes why I cover my eyes more likely in theaters, because I'm more than likely with someone.
Okay, so they can, but you they can watch fill the you in.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened? What's happening?
Right.
But you weren't with anyone yesterday when you were watching this movie, correct?
Nope, just me. That made it worse, by the way.
Were you, like, were I don't you know. Worried that you met? Did you see everything you needed to see? Like,
I saw enough. Listen, I don't lose plot. Okay, I don't lose any of the plot. I know what happened. There's no spaces like that. It's just, again, it's a lot of it is the building of that tension of, you know, it's about to happen, and then the jump scare pops out and gets you. It's always anticipation of that. I'm not the only one. 222-9800. Becca, been waiting patiently on a hold. Good morning, Becca. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Do you also hide your eyes while watching scary movies as an adult?
Yes, at times. Okay. But then at the same time, I also try to challenge myself
Ooh.
Not do it.
Really? Well, that's a funny thing. I've had conversations before where I've admitted this, and people are like, well, why do you watch scary movies? It's obvious that you don't like it. Like, no.
I love it.
I do. It's weird. It's a weird thing where, like, it's fun to be scared. It's fun to be in the headspace.
I do this thing, and I don't know if you, Becca, you're the same, or Corey, you're the same, but... like, I'll put my fingers over my eyes, but I'll leave a little bit open.
Yeah, peek through.
Just so I can see. Like, I'm not going to fully shut my eyes, but I'm just going to, like, leave a little peek through.
Well,
little
for example, yesterday, I'm folding laundry while I'm watching, and I'm folding a sheet, and I'm kind of creeping that sheet up a little bit, a little more. I can kind of peek over just the top, but no. Becca, you say you've tested yourself. What's an example of that? Like, what's a movie where you've tested yourself?
I am telling you right now, because I am a huge scary movie person. Like, I love scary movies. And it gets to a point where it's like you build this tolerance to where, like, not a lot scares you.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Okay. So this movie called Hereditary.
Okay. I haven't seen that one.
Oh, my God. It is the eeriest, weirdest, creepiest movie.
Hereditary. And, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So at first you're going to be like, oh, okay. There's a lot of, like, you know, just dialogue and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, you're going to be like, you're going to say, what the heck? Like, did you
guys? It just kicks into a new gear. Yeah. A lot of them start that way. Yeah.
It got to a point where I was scared to go to bed by myself.
Oh, no.
I just looked it up. The actors are a little beat.
Jeez, Breeze, come on.
No, but like I'm saying they look like scary.
Gotcha.
It's eerie, it's creepy. You don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my God. Yeah.
So Becca, in an attempt again, we're bringing this up to normalize this. Listen, we're not alone. There's plenty of adults that hide their eyes watching, you know, scary movies, and that's totally fine. It's totally normal. It's the point, right? That's the point of a scary movie. Do you feel any shame at all in that or no?
No. Good. But I want to challenge you guys.
Okay.
Challenge yourself to like watch it. See how far you can get. Okay. You know what I mean?
Let's push ourselves.
Hereditary or just like any movie?
It's any movie, but Hereditary is pretty creepy. I highly recommend if you like want to be scared in your bedroom. Or anywhere in your house.
Got it. All right. Becca.
It's so good.
Thank you so much for checking in this morning. I'm glad not alone, who's not ashamed of being afraid. That's what it's the point. It's the fun part. All right.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she seems like a...
I like the
like
idea,
a
though.
Scary movie connoisseur, almost.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of testing yourself. But I think that
it's like pushing yourself, challenging yourself.
But that's also... That might be even like a scarier part. For me, push yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to happen.
Because then it's in the back of my mind, you literally sat through one jump scare and now you're done. That's not going to be great for my self-confidence. Not going to like that very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.